You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Today is day two in the murder trial of Chad Daybell in Idaho.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live in Boise with a look at what we could see today. Adam?
Amanda, following opening statements yesterday, the prosecution called their first witness, Rexburg Police Detective Ray Hermosillo, who was one of the first law enforcement personnel to look for Lori Vallow's two youngest kids, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan, when no one could find them in late 2019.
Throughout your investigation, were you ever able to find photographs dated later than that of Tylee Ryan?
No.
Hermosillo answered questions and cross-examination about the evidence they gathered in their search for the kids, all the way to the point that they found their bodies buried on Chad Daybell's property in Salem. He's expected to continue answering questions on the stand today. Court will be off tomorrow and will resume again on Monday. Live in Boise, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Residents in, in the potential flood path of Panguitch Lake gathered last night to hear an update from leaders and to share their concerns. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with this morning's update. Peter?
Yeah, Tim. Officials told Panguitch residents at the local high school that they're working diligently to bring down the water level at Panguitch Lake. But engineers say the dam...
from 8 degrees tilted downstream to now 2 degrees tilted downstream. So the wall has rotated back towards the reservoir. And we see that as a positive sign.
But residents weren't all on board with the current damage control efforts.
How come we can't put a dam up there to stop this water from coming in and ruining all our houses and stuff?
For now, the word from leaders is to keep your fishing poles and boats away from Panguitch Creek. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The people in Panguitch continue to remain on alert for a possible evacuation. But what steps should any family take to be ready for a potential disaster and evacuation? KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson continues our team coverage.
Ready.gov says we should always have at least half a tank of gas, but completely full is preferable. Then you'll need to solidify where you will go, whether it's with friends, family, or a shelter. Before you leave, make sure you've notified someone of your plans. Also, stay up to date on road closures and weather conditions. Families should have a designated meeting place in case they get separated. And if you have a pet, you'll have to find a place for them since most emergency shelters don't allow them. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Biden administration is changing gun regulations that could impact at least 20,000 firearm sellers. It requires sellers using online advertisements, gun shows, or other means to be licensed. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the White House can make the change because of the 2022 Safer Communities Act.
It will also close the gun show loophole. Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick-and-mortar store.
Garland says the rule changes will be able to stand up to lawsuits that will likely be filed.
The family of a man shot at a track station last week is talking about their struggles as they look to support his recovery. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher has more.
Taylin Yazzie shows her close-knit family, saying Uncle Thomas Yazzie was running errands for her other uncle, Willis, last Thursday because Willis was hospitalized from a brain aneurysm. Mom Francine got the call from police.
What is happening? What is happening? Why is this happening to us?
The family says Thomas Yazzie was just at the wrong place at the wrong time when he was shot after a disagreement broke out on the tracks train. You can read more at KSLTV.com, where there's also a GoFundMe link.
The inflation numbers we broke for you yesterday morning continue to have a negative impact on the markets. We check in with ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The Fed sees this report, and the overall expectation is that it's not going to be ready to cut interest rates in June. It might have to wait until later in the year. In September, might have to wait even longer that, depending on how this inflation picture shakes out.
So that was the CPI. Today we have the producer price index, the PPI numbers. We'll see what they look like. The highest price increases were found in the fuel sector, cost of rent, car insurance, clothes, medical care, and gas.
First Look Traffic Now takes us back to you, Andy.
And right now, if you're on I-15, you've got a great drive, whether you're starting out in Ogden, Salt Lake, Provo, or anywhere in between. It's a little bit heavy on I-80 going into Parley's Canyon. And we have a crash, but they pulled it over to the right shoulder coming out of the airport on southbound Bangor at the ramp to go to eastbound 80. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
University of Utah students will soon be able to do community service hours to earn tuition. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
The U is launching the U Service Corps program, which will offer students up to $5,000 for doing 120 hours of community service per semester. The U's president, Taylor Randall, says these community service-based scholarships will help those who may not have received tuition aid based on academics or need.
When you offer scholarships based on service, it opens up scholarships to a whole new group of students who we believe will benefit from both the service and the scholarship opportunity.
The pilot program launches in the fall for 200 students, but they hope to eventually expand the program to 1,000 students in the future. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The Masters get underway today, weather permitting, and Utah's golf pro Tony Finau hopes to make a splash.
Deseret News sports reporter Jay Drew reports stats and results point to the Masters, the holy grail of professional golf, as a place where the West High grad plays some of his best golf. Real Golf Radio Masters insider Brian Taylor on with Alex and JJ on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone says he's always a favorite to do well.
He's got three top tens in the five April Masters that he's played, and so he certainly has the game to be able to win here, and I know this is the one he would desperately like to win.
BYU grad Mike Weir is also competing for that green jacket.
Finau tees off at 7:30 this morning. We're at 9:30.
He's made the cut every time he's played the Masters. Just never walked away with that green jacket. A familiar building in the at the University of Utah is now the location of a unique theater. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, the Einar Nielsen Fieldhouse is a legacy location at the U, but now it's the home of the Meldrum Theater. You see, what makes the Meldrum unique is its build. The stage juts out into the audience space, and artistic director Karen Asenberg says this allows us to connect more intimately with the characters on the stage.
They're just closer to it and more in connecting with the actors and what they're talking about.
Asenberg says it's been incredible watching people get involved in the show in such a throwback location. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
That'd be cool, almost like a concert, like when the singer comes out into the, you know, that like a, it extends out into the crowd.
Yeah, Taylor Swift on her Eras tour had that long ramp runway.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
that
of.
That she did so much with.
Wonder what that sounds interesting.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.